You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number two. How did we get to hour number two already? Local, state, national, all the issues. And yes, like the dude just said, we cover them solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, yeah, it is hour number two. We're talking about Alabama education. There's nowhere to go but up. I told you a moment ago about Governor Ivey catching wind that there were some critical race theory and woke agendas into the early childhood education teacher's manual. And as a result, they are on the hunt right now for a new secretary for early childhood education. So congrats to the governor for that. The governor is also, by the way, asking for mandatory kindergarten. And I got mixed bags of feelings on that one. But mandatory kindergarten is part of her I think she called it the Start Strong, Finish Strong education platform. But then on top of that, what the governor has not been pushing for is true school choice. Inexplicably, we're just going to kind of, you know, do the same old, same old. Well, same old, same old ain't working. And a friend of mine who knows that quite well and has taken this on as a project is the former Alabama Republican Party chairwoman, Terry Lathan, who's on the line right now. She's got a grassroots thing going about the Price Act, which is our, you know, our perfect school choice opportunity. And she's on the phone, so let's bring her on. Terry Lathan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And as always, I love being on the right side.
Well, thank you for that. By the way, before we jump into school choice, what are your thoughts on the mandatory kindergarten thing? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I haven't spent much time in that. Full transparency, I'm actually a former fifth and sixth grade public school teacher.
Right.
I taught in the Mobile County Public Schools, which is the largest school system and has been for decades in the state of Alabama. So I did my thing that I've always wanted to grow up and do, and I was a teacher, and I miss it. I miss my classroom. I'm just in a different classroom these days, still with grown-ups, trying to help our kids in a classroom. You know, I'm with you. I'm a mixed bag on this one. I know the governor is focused on education, and she really, really wants to do some things and some pushing some good things. I think parents need to decide if they think their child is ready to go or should go at 5 years old to kindergarten. But I will say the stats show us if you can get them in there earlier, that they most likely are going to do better, and that does give them a leg up. So I guess it depends upon who you ask. It depends upon a family situation, but the stats don't lie on that. That's true.
Well, and that's I'm not arguing the stats. You're right. They do prove that out. I get worried about at what point do we stop making it mandatory attendance? I mean, these kids are going to wind up being in for the next 13, 14 years, even if they don't go to college. So it's a lot, but. But let me ask you this. That's a parental decision. You mentioned it. Parents can make that decision. Yeah. But parents aren't allowed to make a lot of decisions about education for their kids in Alabama. States all over the nation are, I mean, South Carolina is on the cusp of doing the major school choice thing with education vouchers. They just expanded it in Florida, did it in Arkansas. I think it was Iowa already did it. Arizona.
Utah. And North Carolina's queuing up. Florida, it's fallen across the nation, no question.
Well, that being said, I'm not hearing a lot out of Montgomery except some misgivings about the idea of the Price Act, which is our landmark legislation that could change the way we do education in Alabama. What are you hearing, and where are we right now?
Yeah, so Price is an acronym that stands for Parental Rights in Children's Education, and it's basically a universal K through 12 bill that says, parents, if you want to take your state dollars, which we all chip in for each student in our state, it's about $7,000 a state, $4,000 is federal and local for a total of 11 per student, $11,000. If you want to take your $7,000, and if you believe for some reason your zip code public school, which is a government school, is not doing what they need for your student, or your child needs to go somewhere else for whatever the reason is. It's not my place or Phil, your place, any of us to decide that. The parent should. You should be able to take your $7,000 and move them to a facility if they will accept it. If they will accept the, it's an education savings account, just a transfer. Like you transfer if you have a checking account in a savings account,
right,
and you just transfer your money over. So there's no cash, no debit cards, none of that sort of stuff. It doesn't change the laws for homeschool. It doesn't change the laws for any private. It doesn't change the laws for the Alabama Athletic Association. So it's a real let the parents choose. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. We're seeing across the nation, and we've been tracking for years, states that have school choice. There's only about a 2% average of movement from the schools.
Yeah.
Only about a 2%. Now, someone might go, oh, well, it's only 2%. But what if your child is one of that 2% or your grandchild or a friend's child? Or a relative of yours, who are we to say, well, it's only 2%? I think this is a perfect example of conservatism in the Republican Party platform on the national level, on the state party level. The Alabama Federation of Republican Women just passed a resolution supporting the Price Act. And so we're trying to cue something up. How far we get, we're about to see. But we're going to, it's good to go, we're going to go ahead and start this conversation.
Well, so, all right, so you and I both agree with regards to school choice on what I would call the who, what, why, when, and where. We both like the Price Act.
Yeah.
We both want to see parents have the right and a say in their child's education. But then there's the how. So the who, what, why, when, where, and how. So the how is the legislative process has got to move this. And I'm hearing some folks say, we feel like it's got momentum. And I'm hearing other folks saying, not a snowball's chance. So right now the committee process is underway. We've got two versions of the bill, I believe, one, companion bills, we call them, one by Senator Stutz and the other by Representative Yarbrough. What's the deal?
Right.
Where are they in the committee process right now? Do you know?
Yeah. So, I'm glad you asked that. The first committee hearing will be this Wednesday in 2 days.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock. On the 8th floor in the Alabama State House. And anyone listening that would like to come and support this, it's really important you let your elected officials know that as parents, grandparents, and taxpayers, and as conservatives, that we support, let the parents make this decision. That's this Wednesday at 9 a.m. I would advise you get early so you can get through security and up to the 8th floor. But that is the Senate Education Policy Committee. And they will hear it first.
Okay.
Up to bat first.
Who's chairing that this year? I don't even recall who the chair of that is.
It's Donnie Chesteen.
That's
He's
right.
From the 2nd Congressional District.
And is he going to give it a fair shake? Do you know?
I hope so. I was around when Donnie got elected to the state senate.
Yeah.
He was so excited. We had many conversations watching him go through that process. So I hope he certainly will. You know, look, we are a very conservative state. We want our hands, we want our parents, their hands on the controls of their children's education. That's not a hard ask. And we need to, at the end of the day, let them decide. Let them make that decision where their child goes to school. It is time to bust up zip codes and not let a zip code decide where your child goes to school. Then in this conversation, Phil, you and I have not mentioned teachers or administrators, or the good people in the classrooms, because that's not what this bill is about. This is just funding. Please give me that shot to take my child where I'd like to. And who's paying the bill? The citizens are paying 100% of the bill, and they should have the say.
And the money's already there. We're not adding any new taxes. We're not changing
that's
the
right.
dynamic. You're right. Only about 2% on the average wind up taking advantage of it. They can't just have the cash in their pocket and then pretend they educated their child. It goes straight to the school. The school has
That's
to enroll and participate in the program and be on the registry
That's
in
correct.
Order for it to happen. And then one of the things that's very cool about this bill is there's carryover. If you wind up finding the opportunity for education in a quality school of your choice and you have money left over at the end of the year, it can lap over to the next year. It can even lap over to college level if you wanted to, right?
It does. It does. It rolls year after year. If you do not use all a pull down or use your child savings account, that $7,000 per child per year, it's not per family,
yeah,
per child per year, It rolls over year after year to your 18. And at 18 years old, if you have money, if there's money left over, it's your state dollars, your family dollars, you can use it to go to college on if they will accept it, or even a vocational school, a technical school, a cosmetology school. And at 21, it would end. And if you don't lose it, if you don't use it, you lose it. It just stays back in the state coffers.
Yeah.
It is a chance to lift people up and out that may never have that opportunity. And we've got it queued up for Wednesday in the Senate Education Policy Committee, 9 a.m. at the State House. Would love people to come.
Is that going to be a public hearing, and are you speaking or anybody else speaking on behalf of the bill besides the bill sponsor?
Yes. My understanding, there are four speakers for and four speakers against. I had been asked to be one of the four.
Okay. Well,
and we also, on that note, we've got some strong Alabama Republican Party polling coming out, I hear, in the next 24 hours that clearly says our folks want this. And
yeah.
So I hope everyone will listen and trust the parents and their money with their child. I just don't think that's too hard of an ask.
And let me just say this too, Terry. There's the ability. Most of these conference rooms will live stream the conference committees or the committees with the bills up, and you can see the public hearings. So I need to find out. You say it's eighth floor, so I know exactly which room that is. There's only one on the eighth floor, I believe. Or maybe there's a couple now. As a matter of fact, they did some remodeling. But nonetheless, I'm going to find out if I can find the link, we'll post it on the Right Side Radio website and let folks know how to go watch it if they want to, if they can't be there live.
I think it's in the Finance and Taxation Committee room.
Yeah.
And I think that's room 825. But I do know that's online. You can hunt it down on their legislative response. And by the way, shout out and bravo to Governor Kay Ivey for doing something when brought to her attention on this ridiculous K-4 teacher manual with things that have nothing to do with taking care of four-year-olds.
I totally agree. I agree with you on that one. I'll call balls and strikes, and that was a good one on her part. Hey, we got to go. We got to run to break. Terry, thanks so much for your time,
sir.
And keep us posted on this for Wednesday, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a blessed day. Thank you, Phil.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, that's Terry Lathan, former chair of the Alabama Republican Party. She was the chair for 8 years, I believe, and been very active in a number of causes over the years. She has organized a grassroots opportunity right now for folks who care about school choice to get involved and speak up and have their voices heard. And the first thing out the gate, it's this Price Act. All right, folks, we're going to switch gears when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. We're moving into number two on the Triple Dipper, Fit to Fight. How's our military? We'll talk about it. Y'all stay tuned.